a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
From the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. How are you? Mike Chambers here, the 22nd of October, 2007, on this Monday night. We're going open lines, just me and you tonight. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, too. Ron Paul was in the debate last night. We'll run through some of his piece, portions of the debate, a whopping 9 minutes. he still gets a lot out. Maybe his appearance on the Insanity and Foam show, but there is one clip I want to run for you tonight that was on Chris Matthews' Hardball about the mainstream media deciding who the top-tier candidates are. And so I'll run that for you here. In just a little bit, whatever is on your mind is fair game tonight at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to go through, and I'm glad you're with us on the program. Chat rooms are open right now as we speak. I mean right now, literally. Both chat rooms are open. I'm popping into the Republic Broadcasting chat room now at republicbroadcasting.org, and we will do a Mouseketeer roll call here with the chat rooms after the first break in our customary place that we've been doing that, and I have just so enjoyed having both chat rooms and all the conversations that get going and are involved there, and that's much fun. But we'll do Mouseketeer roll call here in just a couple of minutes. My website is MidnightRidersShow.com. That's MidnightRidersShow.com. And, of course, you can get me at my email address at Mike@MidnightRidersShow.com. So, if you want to contact me, there you go. And you can even contact Kimberly there. A lot of people like to talk to Kimberly. And so you can contact her through that address as well. I had an interesting thing happen to me tonight. I'm walking into the kitchen because we'd made chili. Darn good chili, by the way. Because it snapped off a little chilly here. It was like in the 50s, or low 50s, 40s this morning here in Oklahoma City. And so we made chili tonight. And I am walking into the kitchen, and my big dog, Branson, he is about 80 pounds. No, he's not a big breed dog. He's just fat. And so here he is. He's laying on the floor. He doesn't move as I go to step on him. And for some reason, I like lose my balance, end up stepping on his paw, and I'm glad it wasn't hurt. But as I step on his paw, I go careening forward, out of balance, and I hit about 10 different things in the house. I hit a TV, I hit the entry, the half wall in the entryway, all of this stuff. I mean, it was crazy. Only my pride was robbed. But we'll be back in just a minute with Mouseketeer roll call Just a strange thing, but we'll talk more about it here in just a second on RBN.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee.
You'd much rather brag. And if the decibels of this disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day, the conference again and again and again and again as our sanity walks away. All this discussion, the politically correct, it's dead beyond destruction, though it leaves me quite erect.
All right, 800-313-9443. I can let that thing play. I like that song. We don't even know what the name of the song is or who does it. We just know it by the label that it has on it, and so we just play it. But it sounds good, and I like it anyway. If you'd like to join us, that number again, 800-313-9443. And yes, it is time for Mouseketeer Roll Call. Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room, you can go right there, republicbroadcasting.org, click the chat link on, and poof, you're there. Pick a name, pick a password, whammo, you're chatting. Catherine is in there, as always, firmly ensconced. Michael is in there. Pegasustra is in there. Brother Herzog is in there. Rob is in there, and also Suzette. Michael is like Herzog has been like hanging out in this chat room late at night. I don't know if he was getting show ideas or pointers. I don't know, but I seriously doubt that. And in the Midnight Rider chat room, we've got Calvin, Amoral Fat, who's forming the archetype. He's busy. Mac Daddy, It's Just Me, J.D. Spido, John Preston of the Yukon and his dog King, Josh, Kisa, Chris, Lee, Lil Cutie, Mad Monk, that's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Michael Vale, and if you are a Mad Monk, how do you express it? I mean, because you never see a monk smile. They always walk around with a scowl on their face. So how do you know if a monk is mad? I don't know. Michael Vale is in there. Mike CTW, the official White Horse Souse, is in there. Paul Chatter Revere, Rob, Sidetracked, Weather Modification Tech, and the Birthday Boy. Yes, indeed, the Birthday Boy. I think a big 20 years old today. Ladies and gentlemen, the 00 Viper. So give a big shout-out to the 00 Viper. He is... Actually, when I first started doing a program, he was like one of the very first listeners, yes. And Viper has been there all along through the many transitions that I have taken. And he continues to remain a faithful listener and friend to whatever program I might be doing. And now Joe Sixpack has entered the room. So welcome, Joe Sixpack. Unless he's a little short, then he's a five-pack. Or Bartles and James, he's four. I'm walking into the kitchen briefly to collect my bowl of chili and the requisite crackers that go with it, along with a fresh glass of iced tea. And so as I'm heading in there, I step on the dog, and I literally hit 10 different things. And I smack real hard down on the tile floor. And so but instead of going towards the kitchen, I end up heading towards the living room. And which is really strange. But the weird thing is now that I've sat and thought about it a little bit, is I now remember me saying, okay, you've got it now. You're catching your balance now. No, you don't have it. Yes, you got it. Okay. No, you're going to get it. And this happened like over 10 seconds. This was the longest 10 seconds of my life. Other than the time I skipped school and me and a buddy went down some country roads at about 50, 60 miles an hour. They were slick. It just finished raining. It was real foggy. A squirrel runs out on the road. What do? I hit my brakes. We 360 my 70 Cutlass that I had at the time. And as we're doing the 360 before we end up in the ditch, I'm hearing my my dad's voice. Boy, you're almost 17 years old. What made you do something like that? And that's what was ringing in my head as my life was literally passing before me. Right there. Yeah, two lives for a squirrel. The squirrel was saved, and the car ended up into the ditch. Fortunately for rear-wheel drive, I started the car again because it just quit. I started the car again, smacked that baby into reverse, and we drove when we were gone. And I will never forget that. So, what URL? Republicbroadcasting.org. There you go. Okay, Kimberly's wanting to chat now. She's feeling chatty Kathy tonight. And so I assume she'll be making a conversation with Catherine. And they're talking about homemade chili, elk meat, too. I've not had elk meat chili. I like deer chili. I've had turkey chili. I remember a guy one time at a chili cook-off trying to make chili with peanut butter. Wasn't very good. I also, one time, during my mainstream radio days, I judged the state finals of the Oklahoma chili cook-off, and I made a mistake of arriving 2 hours early, and because I was told to be there, so there I was 2 hours early, and and I'm there. You click the link that says chat in the middle. So there I am, 2 hours early, nothing to do but eat chili. So by the time I got in to actually judge the chili cook-off portion, which had over 40 entries, I was full. I was rather sick afterwards. Some good chili, though. My gosh, it was good chili. Now, there's a whole process you go through, clearing your palate for each bite. And you look at the consistency and everything. Oh, just a mess. Ken in Texas, you're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome to the program.
Mike.
Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, my brother likes to make Polish tacos. He makes pancakes and then rolls up some eggs and bacon in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes a nice little wrap.
Yeah, that sure would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it does. I heard Dan Rather one time say white horse sauces.
Oh, do you? You did?
I heard him say it. He made a mistake, but I did hear him say it one time.
Maybe it wasn't a mistake.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, have you read Dan Rather's lawsuit?
I've not read it. I've heard bits and pieces about it.
I can't find it.
You know, we'd probably have to find out what court it's filed in.
So you think somebody would have put it on the internet by now?
Oh, I would have thought so. I'm surprised he hasn't.
But I can't find it. I'd like to read it. Hey,
maybe during one of the breaks I'll see if I can't find it.
Well, why call down here in Fort Worth? I see this white automobile driving around, and right in the center of the top looks like they cut a hole in it and stuck a upside down a pot pie up through the center of it. Have you seen any?
No, not here in Oklahoma. I haven't. No.
Start looking.
I'll look for pot pies on cars, though.
It's just a little hole in the middle of the thing, and there's something sticking out of the middle of it. Now, I bet you go to a car lot, you won't find one like that.
No.
It was unmarked. It was white. Now, what's that for?
There's no telling, but I do know of a couple places that are fairly close by me that do the alterations for law enforcement vehicles. So I'll take a drive by there and see if there's any like that over there.
Is it taking pictures or what?
I don't know. This is the first I've heard of it.
I saw one go flying by, and I should have combed my hair anyway, you know.
Well, you want to look your best when you're taking
a
photograph.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know that I did see one in Fort Worth. People started looking around. What are they going to go? Gonna get a little electrical tape and black electrical tape and put a UN on the side of it?
There's no telling.
They wouldn't do that, would they?
Well, you know, I've heard that, you know, there are entire parking lots that'll have 50 or 60 white vehicles there, and there's nobody there. But these cars are parked, and evidently they're maintained because they're clean, and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I've seen David J. Smith show some of those.
Yeah.
Some of the white vehicles for UN.
Right.
Makes you feel good, don't it?
Oh, it does, that our UN brothers are waiting eagerly to come help us.
Yeah.
It just puts a warm feeling. No, that's actually gas from the chili. I wish we would just get away from those people, just plain and simple. And that's one of the reasons why I'm hoping that Ron Paul becomes president so we can just get ourselves out of this UN mess. That's the biggest waste of time. I mean, how do you entrust so much money, so much of a budget, and so much power to people that come from an area like in Africa that has absolutely nothing?
That's right.
And just every time these people get a hold of something, there's corruption all over the place. Go ahead.
Somebody said ban Ki-moon. I said, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Kick him out of here.
Yep.
And, now have you seen the Google New American and read the 40-page articles on the U.S., United States, Canada, Mexico merger?
I've seen a bunch of stuff on that.
Yeah, they got a 40-page article, and they got a new one coming out, but when it's on the internet, you can see it and read it and download it and get a copy if you want to.
Right.
And it's sick.
The whole thing is sick.
Sure it is. I wrote my Congress lady down here in Fort Worth. I told her, there's no deal. No way, Jose.
Right. Yeah, and that's what we have to do. We just have to tell these people, look, if you support this stuff and bring this stuff about, you're going home, period. End of story. We're not dealing with you anymore.
Right. I just want to see if she's going to answer me about it.
Yeah. Ken, thanks for the call.
Nice talking to you, buddy. Bless you.
Good talking to you. You have a good night there in Fort Worth. And watch out for the pot pies on the cars. Back in just a minute with more. I don't know what those are. If somebody knows, call. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. There's more right around the corner, right here on the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
During the break, I got a message in the Midnight chat room, Midnight Rider chat room, from Lee, who tells me the name of the song is by a group called White. And I even got the Dan Rather case, which we'll pull up for you. Maybe try to link that on the Midnight Rider website. Might be able to do that. The song that we played coming out of the first break is by a group called White, and the name of the band, the name of the song is Discussion. I like that song. So it's by White, and the song is Discussion. So I've got to figure out how I'm going to get that for my afternoon show. But for Ken in Texas, we found it. It was on that the Wall Street Journal on website at WSJ.com. And you can find it there, I think, in their public area and their resources and the documents. You can get it in his suit is there in a PDF file. So you can certainly check that out. And if I get a chance, I will link it up, but no guarantees. It's hard doing all that. I've got literally seven computers around here. And if I get a chance to pop in there and pop the link in, I certainly will do that. But if you'd like to join us on the program, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And so I'm glad you're with us on the program. And again, chat room's open at republicbroadcasting.org and midnightwritershow.com. So feel more than free to come in and join us at both places. Have you heard about these wildfires that are going on out in California? 250,000 people have been evacuated, I think, down in San Diego County alone. And I heard that basically firefighters were unable to fight the fires because so many people were refusing to leave. They didn't want to leave the property. And so that kind of hampered their efforts because people did not want to leave. And you can't blame them. Although the name of the group is Live. Okay, it's called Live. And the song title is White. Okay, so it's Live. The name of the band is Live. The song title is White. I can't read. I'm an idiot. Okay, so the name of the song is Live, or is name of the band is Live, and the name of the song is White. All right, so cool, very cool. All right, so I've got to get a copy of that, and I will. Fires have burned about 100,000 acres, or 156 square miles in San Diego County. Across the region, 40,000 acres or 62 square miles had burned by Sunday. Wow. Incredible. The meeting having to evacuate a jail with 1,000 inmates in it. Wow. Gee, this is crazy. But, it's all this underbrush. People have been screaming for years, you've got to clean this stuff out or you're going to have a fire. Okay, so band is Live. The title of it is White, comma, Discussion. Okay, got it. All right, now I'm cool. All right. But, man, no, this underbrush that you've had all these crazy environmentalists saying, you can't touch the forest, leave it all alone. Ooh, the spotted owl might not have a home if you cut down the underbrush. Meanwhile, the environmentalists are driving SUVs to the protest. So they can get there rapidly. Bicycles don't travel as fast. And Al Gore is on his private jet, contributing in a major way to global warming. But 250,000 people evacuated, and it's just—I mean—and this ain't global warming causing this. This is—it's a sense of—it's global stupidity.
Well, we can't cut out that underbrush. Sorry. What's a control burn? You want to burn? You want to put some more carbon in the air? Oh, my gosh. The temperatures are going to skyrocket because you're going to burn up 50 acres. We cannot have this. Polar bears are swimming in the Arctic Ocean. My gosh. Little do you know that polar bears can swim up to 200 miles. Oh, I didn't know that. It doesn't matter, does it? No, it doesn't matter that Mars is melting. The ice caps on Mars are melting. Pluto has a freaking atmosphere. NASA launched a probe out to Pluto early as they possibly could to get out there in case something changes. So the whole solar system's heating up. I mean, Mars has some pretty balmy days. The nights suck. But the days, it can get pretty darn warm. Oh, but no, that's SUVs. Can't be that big ball, that yellow ball right there in the middle of the solar system. Nah. And what do stars do? They get hotter until one day they go boom. It's called a supernova, Hal.
But you're Nobel Peace Prize winner now. We can't tell you nothing. And my gut says he's going to try to run for president. Back in a minute with more here on the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, let's work together. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I don't know if you've seen this, but in England, parents of fat children are going to get a warning letter from the government.
You know, I did actually see that. And, you know, they have talked about doing that over here, too.
Yeah.
And that's why the school systems, I actually had this conversation today with Casey from the office. We were talking about in a suburb south of Oklahoma City called Moore, the kids get a choice of their lunches.
Right.
they either get a sack lunch that is nutritionally sound, like carrot sticks and all this, right?
It's genetically modified food. Here, come on. Eat your GMO rice. Get over here, boy.
Or they can have the hot tray.
Right.
Well, here in our school, and we were talking about what started this whole conversation, is the fact that we cut a check twice a month for one of our kids, just one,
right.
$50 twice a
right.
month for him to eat his breakfast and his lunch at school. That's not including the other three. That's just $100 a month for that one. And then I went on to explain to her that some of the school systems, like in Minneapolis, they actually hired a chef
right.
who went out and found local farmers, not big corporations. And he went in and he revised the entire school menu, and they're having stir fries, and they're having local food, and it's lower fat. Then in Detroit, the school system has a chef, and the kids vote on what culture they want to eat from that month. This month is Thai. Last month was Italian. And I kind of found it interesting because we were talking about the fact that all these schools, all of a sudden, you know, they've pushed fish and, I mean, they have pushed chips
uh-huh.
and all these fast foods. And now all of a sudden they're doing all this low-cal stuff. And I told her, I said, it's just a matter of time that the parents start getting in trouble for the children being obese. It's already happening here. I saw a court case, actually, where Child Protection Services had come in and taken, remember that little five-year-old boy?
Right.
That was like 190 pounds, and they had taken him away from the parents because he was obese. Well, come to find out, he had a problem, some kind of thyroid tumor or something.
Yeah.
They still don't have him back.
Wow. I'm not surprised by that, but, you know, I mean, what's going to happen if they don't comply? What, the Twinkie police is showing up?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you're large.
Yeah, I'm a big guy.
I'm fluffy. How do you like that?
Hmm.
I'm fluffy, but I'm tall. I'm much taller than you are.
She's this fluffy marshmallow. Stay puff.
And our kids, some of them are, you know, we've got a boy that's, what, 5'8"?
He's almost my height. He's 5'7", probably weighs, what, about 150?
145 yeah. at the doctor.
He's thick, too. Man.
And he's thick. He's not, you know, he's not obese.
No, he's
but
a
he's
boy.
Thick. But he's also Native American, and a lot
yeah.
of that is his cultural build.
Right.
And that's, I get angry when I read stuff like this and stories like this, because when they go in to take these kids or whatever they're going to do, find the parents or whatever, do they actually do the bone test to see if they're small bone, medium boned, or big boned?
That's not the
Of course
point.
They don't. Of course they don't. Michael, it is a point. Because the point I'm trying to make is that you don't have to be obese to be overeating. Does that make
I
sense?
I understand, but here's the point. In the end, they want to raise your child, not you raising your child.
Well, that's
this
true,
is just
too.
This is just one of those steps to that. And they'll start here, and it's always incremental. Oh, well, hang on. Your child might have a problem. They're talking about testing, giving mental health testing to every child in this country.
I know.
I mean, and it's crazy. I mean, we already got a 400% increase in kids who have been diagnosed as bipolar.
Well, personally, I think, I mean, as you and I know, you and I are pretty skilled in this. And we've had quite a bit of training on the job and not on the job with all of our foster kids. And, you know, for years, ADHD was being misdiagnosed.
Right.
And it should have been RAD, and it should have been some other things. So who is to say that bipolar is not being misdiagnosed?
Well, it's a diagnosis du jour. And we go back to, hey, who benefits out of this deal? The drug companies, the big pharma. And, hey, we got this great drug that's going to help
that's
your
not
child
the,
be normal.
That's not the only ones that benefit. Like where we live, if you have a special needs child, your school system
exactly.
gets paid $150
exactly.
a day.
It's always about the Benjamin.
Yep. And,
always.
And now if you have a regular child, your school system doesn't get paid.
Right.
But for special needs children, they get paid $150. We had a situation where there was, what, a foot and a half of snow on the ground?
Yeah.
They had let out the high school, but not the elementary. We went by the elementary an hour and 45 minutes early to get our kids out of school. They informed us that if we did that an hour and 45 minutes, that they would be penalized the entire day and counted absent.
Now, what did they do the remainder of the day? They watched movies and ate popcorn.
Ate popcorn. And there was only 20% of the school left in session.
But they got to collect their money. That's what it's all about. That's these attendance policies. Had nothing to do with kids being in school. It has everything to do with money because they get paid for every child that's there, and they want them there every freaking day because it means more money. More money, plain and simple.
Yeah, I get very, very upset over that, and I think we kind of got off topic. I need to give kudos to somebody in the RBN chat room.
Does he want you to give kudos to them?
Well, I'm going to. Michael Herzog says you got a big mouth, and he says you're the number one motor mouth.
Who, me or you?
You.
Wait a minute. I was on his program last week, and he was moaning and groaning because I didn't say anything.
Well, when you were on...
But I didn't get a chance to.
When you were on the program, I remember saying to you, are you really still on there? You've only said two words in 20 minutes.
I could have driven to the store and back. And I thought about it.
I knew that'd get you going.
No, I like Michael a lot.
Me too.
All right.
I just like his voice. It's kind of like Barry White.
A little bit lower, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe he can do Lou Rawls music for you, or Luther Vandross. I don't know. We'll see. I know he likes to play music, so.
Hey.
Yeah, he might get his guitar out for you or something.
Saturday. You didn't know that's who I was going to give kudos to, did you?
I did not know that you were going to kudo Michael Herzog, but very cool. Very cool. All right, time now for the Osama bin Laden update. Yes, indeed. He's been heard from again. Oh, my goodness. We should all be afraid. Are you afraid? I'm literally terrified here. My gosh, I'm so terrified as we get the official Osama bin Laden music out for the program. Yeah, here we go. Little Bobby Darin. Mac the Knife. Because Osama's just like Mac. Yeah. All right.
Has such a teeth.
Yes.
And it shows that.
All right.
Pearly white.
New audio tape.
Just a jack
from Osama bin Laden. Ah, yes. Well, let me see if I can find the article here. I had it in my hand. Ah, here we are. Osama bin Laden called on insurgent groups in Iraq to unify their ranks in an audio recording aired by Al Jazeera Television on Monday. The interest.
So there's never a trace of red.
The interest of the Islamic nation surpasses that of a group, said the speaker, who sounded like the leader of Al-Qaeda. So it sounds like it. We don't know, but it sounds like it. And I don't know what happened to my music. Maybe Osama got mad. The strength of faith is in the strength of the bond between Muslims and not that of a tribe or nationalism. Yes, Michael, I do just love you. Yes, indeed. And Manning's asking me if there's a deleted scenes and commentary on this edition. Yes, please wait for the DVD. It will be out later this month. And I'll have a director's cut by next month. I'm working night and day on the director's cut of this show, which will actually be down to about probably... Hi, thanks for... thanks for calling. Thanks for being on the program. Hi, I'm the Midnight Rider. Good night. That'll be about what it will consist of. Bush, by the way, is asking for another $46 billion for the war. That brings it up to the total, like up to over $190 billion to fight the war here. Folks, this thing just is not going to end. This just keeps going. I mean, even Hillary Clinton is saying, well, we got to stay there until at least 2013. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Here's what some of this goes for. $1 billion for military construction projects, including improvements of airfields and other U.S. bases in Iraq. $1 billion to expand the Iraqi security forces. $1 billion to train National Guard units. All told, the $189.3 billion, which is they've already asked for, is going to go for $77 billion for military operations and maintenance, $30.5 billion to protect U.S. troops from roadside bombs, snipers, and other threats, $46.5 billion to repair and replace equipment that's been damaged or destroyed in combat or worn out in harsh conditions in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, just absolutely amazing. So we just keep paying this. And you get somebody like Hillary, well, I just can't wait to get to office so I can keep us there till 2013. Jeez. I mean, it's absolute nonsense. And now, the new threat, folks, the new threat that we have to pay attention to now, and this is a mighty big threat. The IED, the improvised explosive device, here in the United States. Yes, it's coming. They know. Oh, my goodness. It's a growing threat here in the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI agree that the homemade explosive devices that have wreaked havoc in Iraq pose a rising threat to the United States. Everybody surrender your bleach and your fertilizer now. But lawmakers and first responders say the Bush administration has been slow to devise a strategy for countering the weapons and has not provided adequate money and training for a concerted national effort. And I have a blue screen of death on one of my computers. Things are not boding well here. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, who told the Senate last month that such bombs are terrorist weapon of choice, said yesterday at a local meeting that President Bush will soon issue a blueprint for countering the threat of improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. Chertoff's department said in a draft report on IEDs earlier this year that national efforts lack strategic guidance, are sometimes insufficiently coordinated, and lack essential resources. Among the shortcomings identified in the report, explosive sniffing dogs are trained differently by various federal agencies, making collaboration between squads difficult, if not impossible. Federal agencies maintain separate databases on bomb incidents. Separately, bomb squad commanders have complained of inadequate training for responding to truck bombs. How many truck bombs do we have? We've got a rash of truck bombs. We're going to get some training on it. We had one? Nope. We think it's a possibility. We're going to have some truck bombs here and some IEDs, and we're going to initiate all this strategic operation and some training for our law enforcement officials because we need this is a threat. I mean, it's really a threat. Real threat. Right here, everywhere. Threats here, threats there, threats everywhere. We're scared. Well, we're not really scared. We're making this crap up as we go along. The IED. Oh, my gosh. Insane. And it gets even better. Our allies in Iraq, ladies and gentlemen. Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Well, they're... According to General David Petraeus, and citing the evidence that insurgents and al-Qaeda terrorists are using Iraqi government vehicles and ambulances to carry out missions, the General David Petraeus has ordered a new system of checkpoints for almost all Iraqi official convoys and motorcades. The only exceptions, according to an unclassified version of General Petraeus' order obtained by the blotter on ABCNews.com are Tier 1 motorcades, such as that of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. U.S. officials in Washington confirm the order and say it's been in effect since early October. The checkpoints, according to the order, expressly target Iraqi government vehicles because of reports they're being used to transport weapons and contraband and to generally support illegal activity. General Petraeus in the order says the checkpoints are intended to undermine the movement of terrorists and armed militias and to reduce corruption within the Iraqi government. Folks, we've got our soldiers are being killed because by day we're training these Iraqis how to fight in the army, and at night they're taking off their army hat, putting on their insurgent hat. They know our tactics because we're teaching them to them. And so they come out and kill our kids. Oh, but we're fighting them over there so we can fight them over here. Yeah. Just drives me insane. All right, 800-313-9443 if you want to join us on the program, 800-313-9443. Back with more here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Blue screen of death on a computer. And I'm going to reboot it. It don't want to reboot.
Are you on the air?
Yes, I'm on the air. It's just the this laptop over here finally bit the dust for some reason. And I don't know why. So.
You can't use this.
Well, I couldn't reach that far. It's the strangest thing. I mean, I'm just sitting here. I'm going along. We're doing our Osama bin Laden segment, and boom. There it was. Just blue screen to death. Nothing worse. I mean, that's just a sinking feeling is the blue screen of death. Let's go to the phone. Gene in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you tonight?
Just thought I'd come by and sit on the porch with you, man. I'll just sit here on the step.
did you bring you a cup of coffee?
Yeah, I brought good the deal. Coffee. Oh,
all right.
Got it. Did they show that Osama thing on TV, or was that just an announcement?
Well, they didn't. No, they won't show them on American television.
Oh, that's
them on American
right.
television because they might scare us.
I just wonder which one they showed, the fat one, skinny one, old one, or whatnot. And they usually...
No, this was an audio tape. This was an audio tape that they had. Is it fat, skinny, or wino looking Osama?
They usually bring out the training film of his bunch, you know, when they're doing those Bruce Lee high kicks, and that, you know, that's so America trembles when they show
right.
that.
Yeah.
That same old film, they show it every time, him walking up the mountain, and then the other goon trying to shoot that gun that he didn't know anything about, or forgot his name.
Right.
Al-Zawahiri or whatever.
Yeah, I'm an Al-Zawahiri.
The same old film, they ring them out every time. Same old deal, they always say the same thing at the same time.
And it's amazing how, and the voice, if you watch The Voice, you know, if they show him talking, it's almost like watching one of those old Japanese Godzilla movies.
I know.
You know, their mouths are moving 10 seconds after they stop talking.
Not synchronized. Yeah.
No.
You've
got this one place called Intel Center that keeps putting this stuff out, saying that they're the go-between.
Yeah, you were talking a couple comments. You were talking about Al Gore flying. You remember years ago he had a light drain for a photo op. Remember that? That's been
few
years back. But if he flew, you can be assured he probably had to pay a carbon tax like the Queen when she came over to see Bush. Remember that? She paid, I think, $20,000 or something like that. Carbon tax. So see, if you got the money, you can fly. If you don't, you don't.
Right. Right. So the rest of us will be riding bicycles while Al's running around in his SUV.
I won't be flying, that's for sure. I wouldn't fly if I had the money because I don't want to go through the hassle.
I won't either. I refuse.
But I was thinking about that deal you were talking about last week about the writing a song. So I got out my... The last time I wrote a song was with a quill, I think. It's been a while. I used to do it back in the 60s, but now I've kind of decided I'll try it. I don't know what I'd do with it if I had it, but I had a little luck back in the 60s with songs, but I kind of retired. I quit relating to what's going on. Everything changed on me, and I'm an old guy, you know. I'm even older than my friend Gary, I guess, in Tennessee. I wanted to tell him that I sympathize with him on that, what he said Friday night. I tried to call him, but it was too late. I just want to drop by and say we're out here, buddy, and I look forward to your show more than any other show on the radio. I really do like it.
I appreciate that, Gene, and
I appreciate you
listening. You have a good night now. Welcome on the porch anytime.
All right. All right.
Hour one is done. We'll be back with hour number 70 seconds. Our number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.